I am recording.
Woo.
I know, right?
I too am recording.
Huh. You know what? That's the first step to a successful podcast.
Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. This audio bonus comes from two excerpts from episode 161, Relocalization, where Vink goes on a couple of related tangents about the new Apple Plus TV show, Mythic Quest. If this is your first time hearing an audio bonus, it's because we haven't done one for quite a while. But normally these are only available on the FamicomDojo.tv website, which reminds me that we're working very hard to bring version 2 of this website to you as soon as we possibly can. Patreon supporters are getting first access to be followed by everyone else. But to cut this tangent a bit short, we're trying to find better ways for listeners to find our hundreds of podcasts, including bonus materials, other videos and podcasts that are in our show notes. We should be talking about that in the main podcast hopefully fairly soon. Until then, enjoy this excerpt from our show.
But yeah, so Seiken Densetsu 1 was called Final Fantasy Adventure to capitalize on the Final Fantasy series in North America, and since Final Fantasy hadn't been released in Europe yet, they didn't call it Final Fantasy Adventure. They called it Mystic Quest.
Okay.
Speaking of the word mystic, have you seen Mythic Quest on the new TV show from the creators of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
No, but that sounds amazing.
It is. Now that The Good Place is over, this is my new series. And that's very sad because it came out a few days ago of when I record this podcast.
Sure.
And I watched the whole thing in 2 days because it's only 9 half-hour episodes, you know.
Okay.
Because modern TV hates me.
Tell me about. I'll talk about Doctor Who being 10 episodes now, but anyway. Yeah.
Well, Doctor Who's even worse because, well, maybe not, because Doctor Who, at least the episodes are quite long. Doctor Who can sometimes have a 2-year gap in between seasons. Yeah.
All we got was Resolution in 2019.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah. So, but this show is great. If anybody wants to watch it right now, I think if anybody buys a new iPhone or iPad or computer, you get a year free of the streaming service.
Ooh.
And even if you don't, it's like $5 a month. And it's not worth buying a year right now because there's not that much on it.
Mm-hmm.
Very few things. But I think it'll be a good – if they keep with it, if it doesn't go away. But this is easily the best thing I've seen on it.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So I think if you want to spend zero money, I think there's a free trial week. I think if you just log on with your iTunes account or whatever, there's a free trial week.
Okay.
And you can watch this whole thing, in 4.5 hours. And then just quit before you get charged anything. But, whoa boy, what a great show. It is, it's by the creators of Always Sunny in Philadelphia. But it's a little lighter than that, but it takes place in a game studio. And it is about people keeping an MMORPG going. And, like, the crazy characters who are there. It's kind of like The Office-ish. But it's more of a sitcom style and less of a pseudo-documentary style. Like,
okay.
there's no characters talking to the camera.
Yeah.
You know, it's more of a... It's a classic workplace comedy. Which you don't see anymore. You just don't see that kind of thing anymore. And it's really simple, and it's super, super fun. Ah, it reminds me of, did you see Silicon Valley?
I have not watched Silicon Valley. I am ashamed. This is a great shame.
Oh, you should watch that. You should watch that. Oh. That's a good show.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, I think I might have gotten off topic. So what TV show have you been watching? Wait, that's not the topic. tell me what TV show you've been watching anyway. Let's not waste this.
I mean, the good place is over, so I haven't really been watching a lot of TV. Let's see. I finished up The Crown. I think I was starting to watch The Witcher. Ooh, Star Trek Picard I've been watching.
How is it? Because I just saw it pop up on my Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I... How do you feel about Discovery?
You know, I only watched a couple episodes, but I thought it was... I thought it seemed pretty good.
I think the only negative thing I'll say is that the sort of pessimism about human utopia,
yeah,
that infects Discovery is sort of infecting this show too.
Oh, I thought it'd be more next generation-y hopey.
Maybe, but like Picard's got to have something to fight against now that he's not in Starfleet anymore, right? So
I mean,
obviously just... Starfleet's the problem.
Okay. Would it help if I watched Next Generation first?
No.
Okay, it's really standalone?
Well, I mean, there is a ton. There is a ton that it calls back to, a ton, and I don't catch it all the first time, but there's plenty of videos out there that'll explain it. There's a character that's name dropped but never seen, who was only seen on Next Generation once, and mentioned by name a second time.
Okay,
and that's all I'll say about it. But all
right.
He is going to be very instrumental, and it makes sense. It's like everything that like happened with Next Generation and the movies and Data's backstory and Picard's backstory, like all the big strokes you can think of are coming to bear in this show. And so it's going to be a very awesome end note, I think.
Okay. All right. Here's the question. Should I watch Picard, or should I watch Next Generation on Laserdisc?
Watch Picard.
Because I have all of it. But I've only watched through the first season, which was a bit arduous, to tell you the truth.
Oh goodness.
People tell me that it gets better in season 2 and 3. You know, but yeah. Right now it's like Wesley saves the day. Yeah.
Well, you should watch Measure of a Man, Data's Day, and I think the season 6 finale, season 7 opener? Is that the Borg one? I think that's the Borg one. Mm. That seems right, unless it was season 5 finale, season 6 opener. I can't remember which one it was. It was one of those. It was one of those boundaries. Do that.
Yeah, okay. And The Crown's worth watching? I haven't watched that.
I don't know. it feels like monarchy porn. Like there's no chance that anything that's happened in this show is actually what happened because of how secretive the whole process is. So it's a lot of fanciful. It's just like kings and queens fanfic. It feels like.
Nah, I'll skip.
I mean, there's some great acting, and I love the portrayals and whatnot. But I'm very conflicted about watching. It's more of a guilty pleasure than it's like, yes, you should watch this show.
Okay. So the second Secret of Mana game.
Oh my god!
how's that transition? Oh wait, hold on. Let me try again.
Effortless. I barely even noticed. Yeah.
You know, when I think of kings and queens and princesses, I think back to sword fighting and and sword fighting reminds me of
The Witcher.
Limited power bars.
Okay, so, fair enough.
So,
yeah,
the second game in the Seiken Densetsu series was released in the United States as Secret of Mana.
Okay.
Smooth transition.
Smooth. Smooth as an Android's bottom, eh, Data?
So anyway, Puyo Puyo 2 in general has never received an English translation before, but it kind of makes sense because Puyo Puyo is a thing now. We're no longer putting a veneer of, what was it? Kirby's Avalanche, I believe, was one of them that was released in the States. And then on Sega, even better, Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine. Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine. That plays a pivotal role in Mythic Quest Raven's Banquet, the show that I was talking about earlier.
Oh,
that's on Apple TV. It is name dropped and becomes an important part of the episode. which okay. which will tell you how you see. That's why I like this show. It's unapologetically geeky, and I'm just sitting there. I'm like, I mean, you could definitely enjoy the show if you'd never heard of Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do know it, you'll be like me, freaking out, like, oh, you know. I like shows that are made that are only really made that 10% of the audience really gets it.
Oh, so that's why Famicom Dojo is the way it is. I too like it that way.
Yeah, yeah. Please watch that show. I want to talk about it next podcast.
Okay.
And if you start it, you will have finished it by next podcast. So because okay. it's very binge worthy. Which,
well, all right then.
You know, if a show's good, they should make more of it.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, and they will. It's been renewed for a second season, but it'll probably be another season of like 9 half-hour episodes. It's just like, do you remember when television used to be made where they would you get 24, 26 episodes a season? Remember that?
I do remember that.
Remember when television was? Yeah. Anyway. Remember when you That's had to watch it on
topic.
A... Do you remember when you had to watch it on a television?
Yeah, okay. That one. Oh, boy.
Anyway, but yeah, Mother 3 is a big one.
Famicom Dojo.
The Famicom Dojo video game podcast is produced every week by That's Orange LLC. Theme songs One More Continue and RPG were written and performed by the Amari Tones. Find them on iTunes or amaritones.net. Pixel art by Lewis Lloyd Judson at lewistrations.co.uk. Find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, YouTube, or wherever RSS feeds are downloaded.